Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And here we go on this Tuesday afternoon, getting ready for a hot week in Minnesota. That is for sure. Very hot weekend as well. Drive Time on the air.
How hot is it?
It's so hot. I don't know. My wife, in about 45 minutes, we're going to be talking about some of the preparations we've been doing at our home for the young lads' graduation party. We are in the thick of grad party weekend. Saturday, I stopped at 2. It's intense, man. We got a lot of people, a lot of family coming in from out of town, staying at our house. When your wife asks you to weed because you have a party coming, is that a reasonable request? I don't know. Like, there's so much to do to get ready. Weeding the backyard was not on my, that was not on my bingo card as to what I was going to need to be worried about. Let's get to Hollis Winston. He is the mayor of Brooklyn Park. His community absolutely rocked this weekend. His friend, the speaker, Emerita, assassinated in her Brooklyn Park home. Well, last night, the community came together to grieve, to remember, and Hollis Winston is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. My thoughts have been with you since Saturday, Mayor Winston, and my next-door neighbor, as a Maple Grove guy, that, you know, 3 mile sort of radius around Edinburgh Golf Course with the shelter in place came right near my home in Maple Grove. And just I wonder, with now a couple days distance, just your reflection on all that's gone down.
Yeah, thank you for having me on the show. And congratulations on the graduation.
Yes, thank you.
If you want any cover, I don't know if that is a reasonable request.
That's the mayor saying it. I'm telling my wife for sure. We have to find these moments of joy and love for sure, because yes. I think that's part of moving forward as well.
Yeah, and I think when you talk about just things we've been, I guess there's a couple things that come to mind. You know, the city is very much grieving. I think it's difficult to put into words, the impact that both Speaker Hortman and Mark Hortman had on the community, and Senator Hoffman is having on the community. But she had to balance both, city requests, right, local requests, and then she also had to balance often helping to run the state, one of the most powerful people in the state. And while she was doing that, I recall her helping with me with the youth program. She invited in the youth to her house and they played pool together. She explained politics and her role to the youth, right, the civic education. So I think one person in the community is very much rocked, and I'm glad that Grace Fellowship had that service yesterday, because we are very much pivoting, after the suspect was caught, we're now pivoting to how do we heal, how do we grapple with this. And I think one of the things, a couple things that I tell people are incredibly important is realize when you're spreading this information on the internet that there are families behind this. So whatever conspiracy theories people have, you may want to check those. May want to make sure that you have the actual resources, because when you spread a false narrative, the Hortman and the Hoffman families are still really grappling with this piece. And the other piece is that, the suspect really tried to instill a singular narrative of how America should be or what we should think. And I think you have a city like Brooklyn Park, you have Champlin and Brooklyn Park very much on the same page with us. And we're saying as neighbors, we have all the, you know, just different cultures and communities and age ranges, and we're neighbors and we get along. So you've got, you know, over 100,000 people are saying we live a very different reality than what this person tried to tell us America should be. And I think that's what people should take away, is that the majority of Americans are moving in a very different direction.
Take me to Saturday morning. When were you first notified that something was going on?
Oh, I think they probably tried to notify me around, it could have been 4. I'm a very hard sleeper, and I think around 4:30 or 5, my wife heard the phone going off. And so then I immediately popped up and dropped the family off at a, you know, different location, and then went to the emergency operations center. And our police, our whole public safety team actually was hard at work. And I think the thing that impressed me was we immediately received, and I want to thank Governor Walz and Commissioner Jacobson, but we immediately received state resources, and they integrated those and expanded those so quickly. And then as you're driving through Brooklyn Park, you see, officers from different counties besides Hennepin, or you see other cities here, because they were holding out other assets while our police were actively involved in this manhunt. And then we had federal resources, and they were assisting as well. So just to see them quickly all working together, all on the same page, all trying to make sure that certain people were safe was amazing, right? And they were doing that nonstop.
We're talking with Hollis Winston, the mayor of Brooklyn Park, which is the northwest suburb where Representative Melissa Hortman and Mark Hortman lived. You know, there's been a lot of reporting about the Brooklyn Park police sergeant who was kind of wrapping up his overnight shift early in the morning on Saturday. And he heard that Champlin police were responding to a shooting at a state senator's home. And he says, like, hey, why don't you go up and check on Hortman's house?
Right.
You know, I'm a huge fan of your police chief. Mark Brule has been a Brooklyn Park officer since I was a child TV news reporter at Channel 4. Just always been a straight shooter and a great guy. And I think he showed incredible leadership this weekend. But looking at this sergeant, pretty impressive thinking to be like, hey, should we check out the Hortman house?
Yeah, and I think, I don't want to insert anything too much from, like, city administration, but I think there's no difference between when you talk about fully funding police and but then you also talk about having a very community-minded police department. And I think with the leadership of Chief Brule, right, and Sergeant Norton, right, I think Brule has really created this police force that thinks of the community through this really holistic lens, right? And they see people for what they are. And so I think for them that was just very natural to say, oh, wait a minute, what about within our city? Is there any connection? And then boom, right? And I think his actions because of that saved quite a few lives there. Right. And helped us get, you know, really upstream of everything that could have happened. So I think it's an excellent police department. But I also want to give them their credit for always keeping, you know, the people of the community in mind and not just responding, but often being proactive.
Now, I don't want to be like, obviously, we're still very early in the investigation. But I will say, like, knowing that the shooting in Champlin happened around 2 o'clock and that 90 minutes had passed before we were fortunate enough that your sergeant in Brooklyn Park thought, like, oh, I better go check on Representative Hortman. I wonder if you have thoughts, because my reaction after spending a little time thinking about this and not just having a gut check reaction, but I am concerned that there wasn't a more aggressive regional response to be like, we got to get to every elected official's house. 90 minutes is, now, understandably, right away, you don't know exactly the circumstance. But we do know when New Hope officers were sent out earlier. So I am a little concerned that, you know, no one told Brooklyn Park, if that is indeed the case, like, hey, you better get to your state senator or state rep's house.
Yeah, and I would just, you know, I don't get too into the facts, right, because there's still this
I try to raise it delicately, you know, because I don't want to be like I'm criticizing the process, but I do want to make sure in the future that, you know, maybe we need a more regional response or a more urgent response, or I don't know, like, is there more we could have done?
Right. I think hindsight is always going to be 2020. I will say that, you know, once more of these details and this timeline come out, I think people are going to understand that a ton of people were thinking quickly and were doing what they're supposed to do. I think when it comes to elected officials, you know, myself included, right? If someone tries to get into my house to do this and that, I don't always think that the first thought is, well, that's an elected official, right? It could just be somebody could call it in. It could be like, well, that's a home that somebody lives in, right?
That's a good point.
And we're going to respond to it accordingly. So I don't know all of the facts. I know that, and I can't speak to New Hope and other areas. I know that Champlin and Brooklyn Park, though, they have been working hand in hand. And they've worked very well together on just a number of calls, right? And so I think that on a regular basis. So I think that that really helped here.
Do you worry about your own safety as an elected official? Have you ever been on the receiving end of threats?
you know, we've had some, right? When we were running, it's not on a regular basis. But I, you know, I think just the background I come from, as African-American, I think sometimes when you have people that are looking to make changes, right, sometimes that comes with the territory. And I think really most people get in this to make a change, and you accept that that's a distant but real outcome, right? And so it's not something that really crosses my mind. I'm not really concerned about it. When it was necessary, the resources were there, and but it's not a big concern of mine.
Hollis Winston, the mayor of Brooklyn Park, your community has been through it. And, you know, we send you our love as a radio station and as neighbors. And Brooklyn Park's going to get through it. But this is something that's going to linger. It just is.
Yeah. No, I appreciate you, again, having me on. And you know, to the community, you know, we've got this thing going around Brooklyn Park strong, you know, Champlin strong, right? I think the whole state is. We'll get through it. We're really going to grieve with the family. There's going to be a big hole left there. Speaker Hortman, Mark Hortman had an outsized impact. But I do believe it's time for us to really turn to grieving and healing and understanding that we have much more in common than we do differences. And those individuals made that very clear to us when they were living. And Senator Hoffman and his wife make that clear to us now. So I think we should honor that and realize ultimately through all the grieving that that's who we are.
Mayor Hollis Winston from Brooklyn Park. Thanks, Mayor. Appreciate it. 421. We're back in just a minute. We're going to talk about gas station food. We talk about all the things on this show. We talk about all the things. I got a gas station food story to talk to you about. And we're 15 minutes away to talking to a local restaurant owner who just got one of the highest honors in the food world, the James Beard Award. Drive Time, lots going on tonight in Twins Ticket giveaway, too. Twins Ticket Tuesday. Why would you be listening to anybody else? Keep it here on CCO. Do you guys know about is it Bookies? I meant to look this up, Dan. This is the gas station that people sort of go bananas over. New York Times doing a story today about...
And it's called what?
B-U-C-E-E.
Wasn't that Buc-ee's?
Is it Buc-ee's? I don't know. That's.
I think it's Buc-ee's.
I meant to look it up.
I think it's Buc-ee's.
Why can't I call it Buc-ee's?
Well, I mean, you can call it whatever you want.
How am I supposed to know? I don't live in Mississippi. Is it Bookies or Buc-ee's? Somebody texted. Somebody knows.
The bougie version of it maybe is Bookies.
Oh, it's B-U-C. Why wouldn't it be Book? B-U-C-E-E.
I mean, if we were...
Buc-ee's makes way more sense.
If we were going with the French translation, you know?
I don't know.
You could do Bookies.
I don't know. Look at, see if you can find an ad.
Okay.
And then you'll get to... Oh, it says right here in the article. Rhymes with Luckies. Buc-ee's. Gosh. Dang it. You know, sometimes you have a topic kind of loaded up and then you botch the intro or you botch the name of it and you're like, you know what? Forget it. Just forget it. I find it interesting when people get like super passionate about gas station, like the experience, the food, the whatever. Buc-ee's, or as some call it, Buc-ee's. Is one of those places, right? Like, isn't there another one on the east? Wawa is the other one that people sort of go bananas over. And I remember the first time I went to the Wawa and you're like, I don't know, it just seems like a Super America or a Holiday or a Quick Trip. Like, I don't understand what the big Wawa is all about. I just don't know. New York Times sent a correspondent to Buc-ee's. And it started in Texas. And they're big. They're big stores. Very, very big. So, like, they're the size of a football field. But, like, I don't know. Isn't that just what all of these things are? Like, they're big? Have you found a...
No, I just, YouTube does not have a Buc-ee's commercial that I would trust to just put on the air having not heard it. But our friend and sometimes fill in for you, Chris Eggert.
Yeah.
Has some comments about your
about my pronunciation. You know, I'm sorry I'm not a sort of brilliant news anchor like Chris Eggert. Buc-ee's. I don't know. I don't even know what my point was anymore.
What a city boy you are.
Yeah,
the one comment.
You know what? I'm from the Midwest. The only gas station I need is 7-Eleven, Holiday, Quick Trip. Who else do we have in this state that might want to advertise on this show? I don't want to leave anybody out. But we don't have the fancy.
We don't have no Buc-ee's around here.
We don't need it. I don't even want it. If Buc-ee's tries to come to Minnesota, lock down the borders, I say. Keep them out. Gas station.
But do they have really good food?
I don't know. Isn't that why the biggest thing is they have restrooms that have attendants? Like, our standards as a society are so low that we're just excited that there's a good bathroom. I think, so the article said that they have attendants for the bathroom. Two employees, each earning $20 or more an hour, are detailed the facilities where every toilet is ensconced in a little room of its own.
Oh, my.
I mean, what are we doing? Yeah, yeah. Kathy on YouTube.
I mean, if they're using the word ensconced, which is a great word.
Classic New York Times.
You can go with Buc-ee's.
Now, Kathy, who is watching us on YouTube, on the YouTube stream at the WCCO radio page, you just click live. They're known for their gas station pumps and very clean bathrooms.
Is there some sort of gas station pump technology we're not aware of?
The last time I was driving near Milwaukee, there was a sign that said, like, Buc-ee's coming. I don't know what to tell you. Well, you know, sometimes these segments are good and sometimes these segments are that. So you all could take your Buc-ee's and your Buc-ee's and very good fresh food. Texters say Buc-ee's is like the Mall of America. You have to stop at one if you ever drive by one. They're an experience. They have like 100 pumps, says another texter. It's like a department store that makes food and everything. All right. I mean, why not just add a K in there? Then it's Buc-ee's instead. Then you're set. That's what I'm asking for. Glad you enjoyed that. It's 4:32. Just terrible. How many texts am I getting on my personal phone line from friends who are ripping on me?
Yeah,
that's fine.
One or two.
You know what? We do our best. We're going to go from gas station food to a James Beard award-winning restaurant. And this place, I guess now I need to ask how to pronounce the name of this restaurant.
Might be a good idea. We should do that during the break.
I believe it's Boucheron, but maybe it's Buckeron. Drive time with the James Beard Award winners from South Minneapolis. Just named the best new restaurant in America. That's coming up.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Here we go.
And the winner is Boucheron.
That was the moment last night in Chicago as Boucheron wins the James Beard Award for Best New Restaurant in America. Pretty amazing moment as we bring in one of the co-owners, the hospitality director, one half of Boucheron ownership, anyway, Jeannie Janice Ritter. Jeannie, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh.
Just listening to that, Jason, is like, it's like I'm welling up with tears. Just
well, that's what I wonder. What is that moment like? Because you're up against a very large group of other competitors here. Amazing restaurants from all over the country. And do you even think you have a chance?
No, we didn't think we had a chance the whole way. We're blown away. It's just like we were shocked and just so unbelievably excited in that moment. It's just incredible.
You and your husband created this restaurant. You have a team. A lot of the team is still the same people who were there when you opened up.
The majority of them, yeah.
Describe kind of what the vision was, because both you and your husband come from just incredible pedigree of great restaurants around town. But you wanted to do something a little different.
Yeah, so when we opened Boucheron, you know, the main goal with it was to figure out how we could run a restaurant and do what we love and raise our kids at the same time. We have two little boys. They're 2 and 4. And so life is absolutely crazy. But we didn't want to believe it wasn't possible. So we built this restaurant with the team that we have, because we knew we could do it together. We knew we could do it with them. And the team is absolutely incredible. The vision behind Boucheron, it's kind of based on the bistronomy movement that happened in Paris that started really in the 90s, where these chefs with extensive fine dining backgrounds took all of that technique and they just made it more approachable. And so that's what we are. We're a restaurant that has all of the technique of fine dining restaurants. But it's a comfortable setting. It's a beautiful setting. It's a place where you can have a special occasion or you can just pop in for a weeknight dinner and know that you're going to get good food and good service.
Well, I don't know if you can just pop in now. I went to, I looked at the reservation site on Tock.
Oh,
have you noted? I mean, I imagine like you get alerts or something, right?
So I'm here at the restaurant.
Oh, you're back.
We're back. I wasn't supposed to work tonight. And we over doubled in reservations for today. And so I had to book it back here to help. it's just wild. It's unbelievable. But we keep the bar and the counter for walk-ins every night. Add your name to that notify list if you don't see the reservation that you want. It's really easy to do, and it works because things always become available at the last minute.
Yeah, so, I don't know what it's going to take to convince Minnesotans to go back to eating at the bar, but there's room. Most of the restaurants that you can't get a reservation at, you can. Now, if you're a party of four, you maybe can't, but if you're one or two, like, you can almost get in anywhere in the Twin Cities at the bar.
Well, and we try to make it really easy on you. And so call us in advance. We'll put your name on the list. We'll plan a time that works, and we'll make it as easy as we can to get you a seat at the bar. So so call us. We want you to come. We want you to eat at the bar. It's a fun bar because you get to watch the all the chefs in the kitchen.
What has it been like building this? And you're in South Minneapolis, right near your neighborhood, but you've been able to build this with your husband, Adam.
Yeah. Yeah, it's incredible. He's the most talented chef I know. I think he's amazing. And he has we've worked in great restaurants in this city, and we've worked in great restaurants around the world. And so when he was 19, he started working with Joël Robuchon, which is this iconic French chef, and that built his foundation. And over time, he's developed a really unique style that I think is just so special. So it's getting to see him finally have this moment, getting to share it with him. It's such an honor. It's really, really incredible.
People may have encountered you, Jeannie, at Belcor and Wyzetta, where you sort of ran that room. What I find really fascinating about Boucheron is that you two, I think, are creating kind of what fine dining is really going to feel like going forward. There will always be a place for, like, the super fancy formal experience. Mm-hmm. But having, like, polished formal, not formal, but I don't even know how to describe
precise.
It.
Precise. Yeah.
Precise. That's having precise service, precise technique from, like, people who are, like, your friends, kind of in a very chill environment. I think it's how I want to eat. I think it's how you guys want to eat, too. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's the restaurant that our goal was to build the restaurant that we wanted in our neighborhood. And we have very, very high standards. We have, you know, we want to have a great meal. You guys trust us. You spend your hard-earned money in this restaurant, and you should have great value for what you get. And we take that so seriously. But we want to have fun. And I think that most people do too. So, you know, if you want to have that more formal experience, we can give it to you. Yeah. But we also have this team of absolute characters who have fun every single night. And I think our guests have a lot of fun when they come in too.
For people who are first learning about Boucheron from this, and maybe from this conversation, like, how would you describe what the food is like?
You know, the food is, I would say, kind of has classic French technique and Minnesota flavors. So we use local produce as much as we possibly can. We do a ton of preservation. To kind of break it down, we also have steak and potatoes.
Yep.
Our goal is it's the best steak and potatoes you're ever going to have. But, you know, for my dad, who only wants to eat steak and potatoes, this is his favorite thing in the world.
Well,
and
that Feller's Ranch Wagyu steak is beautiful. Like, that is and the technique you guys use, it's so delicious.
Yeah, it's the best. It's really we source really high quality ingredients. So we work with small ranches and farms, and we've really gone out of our way to find the best quality that we can. And so we really, really believe that when you come in here, you're getting great product.
Jeannie, does this change anything for you guys winning the James Beard Award as best new restaurant in America?
Well, the last 24 hours has been a whirlwind, so I don't know yet. As far as running the restaurant, you know, I'm still gonna. Our goal is to just keep giving great service and serving great food every single day, and we're honored to have the chance to do that. You know, and then we're gonna go home, and I'm gonna change diapers and clean the kitchen, and life keeps going along. It doesn't stop. But we're so excited to have the chance to do it.
How did you guys celebrate in Chicago when this, after getting this award last night?
Jason, every man on our team cried like a baby last night, and it was the best moment. Just getting to celebrate with those guys was so special. We're a family. And so we hit the after parties and had a bunch of good food. We had regulars and friends who came to celebrate with us. And then we wound up with just a small group of us at the Rainbow Club, which is a fantastic dive bar in Chicago. And we finished the night with a shot of Malort and one last beer and
as,
a really
as you must, as you must in Chicago, right?
Exactly.
I'm just so thrilled for you guys. The passion and the work that went into this restaurant was evident right from the first time you opened, and Alyssa and I were there to celebrate her birthday. Which, you know, being somebody who covers food, I don't get to pick too often. You're like always got to try somewhere new.
I'll get that.
And it was even better than the first time. So it's pretty exciting for you guys.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Go check them out. Go visit the bar. And then reservations get released at the start of each month. So kind of a new batch will open for August on the 1st of July. But Jeannie Ritter, along with her husband, pretty awesome stuff. South Minneapolis, Boucheron. You can find it at 42nd and Nicollet in Minneapolis. Drive Time coming back in just a minute. Texter's asking if Jeannie Ritter would consider opening and managing Buc-ee's in Minneapolis. Why not? We got Boucheron and Buc-ee's.
Well, then you really would call it Buc-ee's. I mean, you'd have to, right?
Chris Eggert has just been relentless.
He's been savaging you.
That's fair. I'll take the hits. I'll take the hits. It's all right. Buc-ee's. So stupid. That's great. We're having a graduation party at the Derusha House this weekend.
Why wasn't I invited? No, I'm kidding.
I did text. So this is one of those weird things, right? Like a bunch of us are sort of having graduations here at CCO. Do you invite, like I invite many coworkers, not all.
Just ones that you have personal relationships with, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That seems logical.
I cleaned out the garage today. And I weeded the backyard. Do you think my wife just doesn't trust me with the real jobs that have to do with the party?
Yes.
So stupid. So stupid. The news coming up.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.